Hello and welcome into another episode of Find the Edge with Nick and Cody, coming at you with our week 9 best bets, trying to keep the good times rolling after a solid week 8 for the pod. Happy Service Academy Under Day to all those who celebrate. I hope you took your free ticket in the gambling world, grabbed you a Service Academy Under win today as I did. Cody, how is your Saturday going?
It is going good. Like I was talking before the pod, it has been a very busy past couple of weeks work-wise for me. So nice to get to the weekend, get some stuff done around the house, and get ready for a big day tomorrow. Like you said, hopefully keep the good times going. We're going to try and make this a quick pod. Nick has a phone call he has to get to, and I have some other things I have to get done this afternoon. So it should be nice and quick for the people. Just want to reiterate, make sure to subscribe, like, comment, all the good things. Rate 5 stars on Apple Podcast and Spotify. We appreciate all that. Nick, if you'd like to go ahead and lead it off with your first pick, we can start buzzing through these.
We're going to go Dallas, Atlanta, under 52.5. This one is definitely a little nerve-wracking, but I like it for a couple reasons. I'm selling high on both offenses. I got a little bit more into it on the Thursday pod if you want to go listen to me get into a deeper dive. I'm not going to go through all the stats here, but essentially Atlanta's offense, a little inflated because of 3 divisional games against the terrible Carolina Panthers and the bad Buccaneers defense. They have not been nearly as impressive in their other games. Totals of 50 or higher this year, 6-4 to the under, 18-8 to the under the last 2 years. So these high totals, a lot of things have to go right to get to these numbers. 52.5 is a key number as well. So I try to grab that while that hook's there. I could see it coming down before game time. So just trying to sell high on both these offenses. I'm hoping that the really high pace metrics that both these teams show have just been due to kind of some weird circumstances with game script. I think if we have a close game here, like the +3 line indicates, that we aren't going to see, you know, Dallas in catch-up mode or Atlanta throwing 45 times. I'm thinking we're going to have more of a run-pass split for them. So under 52.5, Dallas, Atlanta.
Alrighty. I will also start out with an under. I have the Pats at Titans under 38.5. We did get confirmation Drake May cleared concussion protocol. He will be playing in this game. Doesn't scare me off of it a whole bunch. Hoping Mason Rudolph gets the start on the other side. They're kind of just deciding the quarterback situation basically at game time. Both of them are Will Levis, I guess, still considered questionable, but he should be able to play if they want him to. If he plays, I'm a little bit more worried about it just because of the, you know, defensive touchdown possibility and just multiple turnover possibility. But a lot of people I listened to and a lot of research I'd done had made me want to take the Pats +3, but I just don't feel very comfortable taking them at all, really, in any kind of spread. But the under 38.5 is what I ended up landing on. A lot of people like the Pats to getting the points. Typically, if you're going to like the underdog, the under is going to play into that as well. So going to take Patriots at Titans under 38.5 as my first bet.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all, especially if it's Rudolph. Looking at this injury report, I mean, goodness, I don't mind the Patriots +3 either. I know it's a little scary taking a bad team on the road here, only catching 3, but no L'Jarius Sneed, no Tyjae Spears. Tony Pollard's a game-time decision. Will Levis is questionable, as you said. Tyler Boyd's questionable. They have a starting offensive lineman out. They are really beat up in Tennessee. Calvin Ridley didn't practice Friday. Looks like he's going to play, though. But either way, lots of injuries on that side, so I might be be okay with the +3. But Rudolph, if it's Rudolph, yeah, the under is definitely the play there, so good look. My next best bet, this one is terrifying. We're going Miami +6.5. No bets or money on the Dolphins so far this week. 28% of tickets, 14% of money. Everybody on the Bills, but the line has held at 6. There's actually only one book open that has 6.5. That's why I'm getting this number. But most places you're going to see 6. I'm trusting McDaniel to keep one close. The Dolphins are finally healthy. I don't have, again, a ton of football to be able to back this up with. I'm not going to kill you with statistics like I normally do. But in this case, I'm reading the line movement, and I think Miami is the more desperate team here, and I think they're going to come out and at least keep this one close. Sprinkle the money line, too.
Yeah, well, I really hope that this line finds a way to fall right on 6, because I have Bills -5.5 on FanDuel.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and smash that one. I think based on a lot of analysis that I've seen and listened to, there's a lot of people taking this Dolphins team for the reasons that Nick said. honestly, for this one, I'm just going to keep it simple. Josh Allen has dominated the Dolphins basically every time they've played in just about every situation. Yes, the Dolphins are the more desperate team, but I do think that the Bills, you know, they don't just see this as another game. This is a divisional rival. They love to beat up on the Dolphins. So it would be a miracle if it falls right on six and the podcast can get a nice win, but I can't go away from the Bills in this one. I mistakenly took the Dolphins in their first matchup against the Bills in Miami. That one did not play out for me. So just going to go right back to the BP fastball and take Bills -5.5. That one is on FanDuel. Again, make sure you shop your lines. Either way, you want to take that bet because you can get 6.5 on some books all the way down to 5.5. So a lot of disparity out there.
Yeah, I hope we can hit that middle there. I don't remember the last time the pod was on opposite sides of a bet, but we are.
It was last year, for sure.
We are already looking at 1-1. It looks like, so we are going to have an 0-10 week. That's good to know. My next one: Chicago, Arizona, -44.5. Chicago, their left tackle and his backup are both going to be out of this game. I mentioned on the Thursday pod that Arizona's pass rush is one of the worst in the league, but with this version of the Chicago Bears offensive line, I don't think it's going to matter. I think they'll be able to get some pressure, and I don't expect a ton of fireworks from the Chicago side. And then on the other side of the ball, Arizona has struggled to score at home against pretty mediocre competition. They had a great game week two against the Rams, 41 points, but since then, 13 against Detroit, 14 against the Commanders, 17 against the Chargers. I would argue none of those defenses are nearly as good as the Chicago Bears unit coming into this matchup here. So 44.5 is a pretty big number to ask, I would say, from these two teams. I think, yeah, you know, people just seeing this line want to bet the over because of Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray. It's an exciting matchup for two young quarterbacks, but at the end of the day, don't know if these teams really profile that way. Both of these teams are actually in the top half of the league in rush rate. Arizona 11th, Chicago 15th, hoping that the clock's moving and that the struggles on the line will stop them from, you know, completing some of these drives. So I'm going to go -44.5, Chicago, Arizona.
Yep, that's a podcast bet. Absolutely. I'm also on Bears at Cardinals -44.5. I really like the Bears side of it, but I just couldn't get to it. Like Nick said, with the left tackle out and his backup going to be out, that offensive line is going to be probably a disaster like it was last week when I took him against the Commanders. So I just didn't have enough confidence taking the Bears on the spread. So riding with Nick, this is a podcast bet, Bears at Commanders -44.5 as well.
Then I've got two road public favorites. I'm really in my bag this week. Not normally what I like to do, but when you see the spots, you got to play them. Detroit -3. This one moved this morning, unfortunately. I got it at 2.5 while it was there. Hopefully you sprinkled that, but we'll stick with the -3. For Green Bay, Jair Alexander likely out. Their starting safety is already ruled out. Their starting center is doubtful. Jordan Love is questionable. Josh Jacobs is questionable. And I believe they had another member of their secondary questionable as well. Yeah, Corey Valentine, he's a backup. But either way, they are very beat up on both sides of the ball. If Jordan Love is somehow not going to play in this game, you'll get a free, you know, 2 to 3 points of value here. At that point, I might come in on the other side on Willis, but, you know, then you'll have a pretty good opportunity to hit the middle if that is the case.
For sure.
That's a nice plus of this bet just going in. But beyond that, I think the bad weather should only benefit the Lions from a game script standpoint. You know, they are the better run defense and the better rushing offense. They're also the better special teams for what it's worth. Another small advantage for us on the road here. A lot of sharps coming in on Green Bay. I get it. But it's mostly a spot play from all of the you know, opinions that I've heard from people I trust. I get why they're on that side because of the spot, but I think the football on the field is too strong to ignore. This Detroit team is historically great, and they're much healthier, and they know they need this game. They're not going to, you know, Dan Campbell's not going to let them take a week off on the road at Green Bay. One in Lambeau last year, too, so it's not like they're going to be intimidated coming in here.
Yep, absolutely. Two things. The first one, I will give you the 2.5. Go to FanDuel Sportsbook. They still have the 2.5 out there for anyone Beautiful. Who wants to take it with Nick. So Lions -2.5 still in play. But like Nick said, it was ticking up on other sports books. So if you hear this right as the pod comes out, double check FanDuel. Still might be able to get that 2.5. And yeah, I like that one as well. My fourth one was going to be between riding with the you know, some of the sharps that like the Green Bay or the Giants +3.5. So since Nick's taking the Lions side, I will take Giants +3.5. Again, not a big one. You're going to be able to go back and watch the games and say, this is why I want to take the Giants. This is just a spot play, similar to why people would take the Packers this weekend. But since we already have one going against each other, don't want to make it two. I just, again, just riding with a few of the pros that I listened to on this one. It's a gross game to bet, but Daniel Jones seems to only play well against the Commanders, and the Commanders are still riding high coming off the big Hail Mary win last week. I feel like it's a good time to go ahead, buy low, sell high, take the Giants +3.5. And again, can't go back and watch the football and love this bet, but this is just one of those spot plays where pros like to make their money. So I'm going to ride with them. A Giants +3.5 is my fourth best bet.
I'm showing +4 here on Action Network. So you
love that. Let's get that extra half a point.
Giving each other half points all over the board. My last best bet is going to be Los Angeles Rams -1. Sean McVay has had a lot of success against Seattle in his career. He's 10-5 against the spread in 15 matchups. No Metcalf is absolutely huge for Seattle. It's a huge dimension they can't replace. That offense did not look the same last week against Buffalo. Really didn't look the same in the short amount of time they had to be without him in the game against Atlanta. They pretty much just came to a complete stop. They were already winning the game by a lot, so I don't think they, it wasn't talked about, but this Metcalf injury just really changes things. They don't have a field stretcher. Tyler Lockett and JSN kind of occupy similar spaces on the field. Metcalf is the true difference maker here. Los Angeles Rams getting healthy at the right time. Hopefully Puka goes. I know he tweaked his knee in practice on Thursday. He's currently questionable. That would definitely help here, but even if he doesn't, you still have a healthy Cooper Kupp. And I think a Los Angeles run game that's really going to end up making the difference anyway here. So I will take the Rams -1 on the road in Seattle.
Yep, love that one. I knew that was going to be in your five, so I went ahead and decided to keep it out because I didn't know how much we were already going to overlap, but I will be taking that bet with you for sure. That's the right side to be on. My last one, I'm going to take the Colts at the Vikings over 46.5. Going to put in my favorite over for a while here and see if we can keep the over trend going. This one, honestly, wanted to be on the Vikings. I know that the quarterback change would favor the Colts side a little bit, but the line didn't move between Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson. So Vegas is holding their ground here with the Vikings -5.5. Really what I see happening is the Vikings jumping out ahead, getting all over this Colts bad defense, putting up a couple of touchdowns, and then the Colts just have to try and throw the ball all over the field. Could lead to a couple of interceptions, could lead to a couple of big touchdowns for the Colts, near the end of the fourth quarter /garbage time. So that's the way I see the game playing out. I also still like Vikings -5.5, but just a little bit too worried of the backdoor cover with Joe Flacco that decided to get off of it and just going to take the over 46.5 in this one.
Yeah, you might want to go Vikings first half -3. They've been very successful in their first half so far. The Detroit game, I believe, would be the only one that they haven't covered. That and the Rams game, they pushed. So I don't know what the final line was there, but I guess they probably lost it because it was tied. Either way, they've looked a lot better in the first half on offense. Sam Darnold has benefited from those scripted plays at the beginning of the game. Kevin O'Connell, very strong coaching staff. I'm sure that they will have something schemed up to begin the game at the very least. And then, like you said, Joe Flacco might be able to come in the back door, but I do trust the Vikings to get off to a good start. So that might be the way I go beyond your overplay. I like that as well.
Absolutely. You want to run through your five again real quick?
Yep. Chicago, Arizona, under 44.5. Dallas, Atlanta, under 52.5. Miami, +6.5 on the road in Buffalo. Detroit, -2.5 on the road in Green Bay. And the Los Angeles Rams, -1 on the road at Seattle.
All right, perfect. I have Patriots at Titans under 38.5. Got Bills -5.5. So again, whichever side of that bet you like, make sure you shop your line. They are all over the place with that one. Bears at Cardinals under 44.5. That's a podcast bet. Giants +4. Thank you for the half point. And Colts at Vikings over 46.5 for my five this week. A couple other ones I just want to sprinkle out there for you guys that have been hitting on a consistent basis this year. Under Philadelphia Eagles first quarter points, they have yet to score a touchdown in the first quarter, or I think they haven't scored a point in the first quarter the entire season. The Ravens first half has been a good bet all year, and then subsequently other team on the second half is also good. The Ravens have been giving up 17 second half points this season. That is the worst in the NFL. probably because they're up big when it comes to halftime. So that's another one that you could take a look at. And then if the Chargers are winning at halftime, take the live bet on the team that they're playing against. Not money line, but the point spread, whatever it is. They are not a very great team in the second half. I don't love that one against the Browns this week, because if the Chargers are winning, Jameis could easily throw a couple of picks and just kill that bet. But just want to reiterate those, because those have been money makers for the podcast and for the people out there this season. But that is all we have. Kept it right about 15 minutes. Nick, any other things you want to throw out there for the people?
Fun little teaser for us. We're not going to make it podcast official, but I don't usually play these, and I just really like the look this week for these three games in particular. We got Saints minus one, Eagles minus 1.5, and Chiefs minus 3 on Monday night. Nice. You have a book that is kind. Those minus threes will push, and then it'll pay out the two previous ones, so you don't have to worry about winning by 4 points in that situation. But either way, I think I'm pretty confident all three of these teams win the game, and with these smaller margins, you don't have to worry about not covering the spread in these situations. So I like these three teams to win, and I don't want to lay a full 7.5 in either of these spots, so that might be the way to go.
Love it. All right. Well, cool. We got it done. We got it wrapped up. We will be back for our week 9 review on Tuesday morning. That podcast will be released, so make sure to keep a lookout for that. Like, comment, subscribe, rate 5 stars, and we will hopefully keep bringing you guys some winning weeks. Nick, good luck this weekend, and enjoy the Blues game tonight. Nick's going to the St. Louis Blues game. Hope you have a good time. Hope they bring home a winner for you. And we will, like I said, be back next Tuesday. Peace out, everybody.
See ya.